All kinds of festivities are underway in London right now. It's Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee. Elizabeth has been Her Royal Highness to British and Commonwealth subjects for 60 years now. But back when she was crowned, it must have seemed pretty improbable that the British monarchy would still be going strong in the 21st century. To judge from the numbers of Americans and people all over the world who obsessed over the last royal wedding, the monarchy may be as popular as it's ever been. One American in the thick of all things British and royal is Sally Bedell Smith. She's the author of a new biography, Elizabeth the Queen, The Life of a Modern Monarch, and she joins me by phone from London. Hi, Sally.
Hello, Kurt.
So if I were British, I think I might be thinking right now, oh, we just did the Golden Jubilee 10 years ago, and we've got an Olympics coming up in a couple of months. Oh, what is the mood there?
The mood is, it's you can feel it building by the hour. I mean, we walked out the other night to have dinner at a restaurant down the street, and we came back, and the street next to where we're staying was suddenly festooned with huge Union Jacks all up and down the street.
And it's not just, all that stuff is not just for you guys, you and us, the tourists. They really, you think it's really something they care about?
It is, and I think it's an expression of their wanting to celebrate this extraordinary woman who has been on the throne for six decades. The only other to surpass that was her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria, who managed to, you know, stay on the throne for almost 64 years and celebrated her Diamond Jubilee in 1897
is one thing when Victoria's Britain was still at the top of the heap. But here in 2012, what is this queen doing to keep her image modern?
You know, if you look, one of her private secretaries called it the Marmite theory of monarchy, which I just loved, which is based on the famous Marmite.
Which
food.
No one outside the UK likes.
Which no one outside people in this country like. I just had some Marmite-covered cashews the other day, and I went, ew, as most Americans do. But anyway, the Marmite jar is this unbelievably familiar presence in everybody's kitchen. And you look at the Marmite jar, and you look at the label, and you think, I've known this label for 50 years. But in fact, if you look at it 50 years ago, it was quite different, and they have incrementally changed it over time. And this particular senior advisor to the Queen kind of adopted that as the theory of how she has incrementally modernized the monarch, especially post-Diana, but even before that.
Well, given that I think a lot of people really look at the royal family, especially over the last half century, as this ongoing serial soap opera romantic potboiler, Diana was this great new character who provided all these plot twists from the wedding, the adulteries, the divorce, her death, the aftermath of the death. It's like the most amazing reality show ever. Is that how the British people see the royal family, as the biggest reality show superstars who've ever been?
I mean, I think they probably take the long view that the royal family's been around for, you know, monarchs have been around for 1,000 years. But, you know, let's face it, in the 80s and 90s, it was a royal soap opera, and the British viewed it the same way that everybody around the world did. I think the royal family is now functioning so much better because everything has calmed down. And
yeah.
One of the messages, probably subliminal, that the Queen is sending during all these Jubilee festivities is that there is royal family solidarity again.
And do they understand given their fluency with the modern media MO, do the people around her understand that movies like The Queen, in which she's depicted wonderfully, and King's Speech, where as a child she's depicted cutely and wonderfully, that those are good things for the royal family?
Absolutely. I've traveled around, you know, overseas and around the UK with the Queen and Prince Philip and their entourage, and the press people almost act like producers. They figure out what backgrounds work best and what mm-hmm. photo angles work best, and they're just it's a very sophisticated operation, and they understand the need for royal branding, as it were. And the Queen, as you say, was very well aware of the fact that the film The Queen and then the film The King's Speech were very good for the royal brand.
Do you think at the end of this century, will there be a king or queen of the United Kingdom to whom anyone pays attention?
I think there's a pretty good chance. I mean, that's one of the questions that people ask. You know, will there be a monarchy in 50 years? And a pretty high proportion of people say that they think it will. And I guess what struck me is that particularly in these times when there's a lot of political division and political corruption, and there's a real value in having somebody who is above politics. You know, it does have a value to separate the head of state from the head of government.
Thank you, Sally.
You're welcome.
Sally Bedell-Smith is the author of Elizabeth the Queen, The Life of a Modern Monarch. Where are you going to be on the day itself, Jubilee Day?
Well, there are going to be 4 days. For the river pageant, I'm going to watch it from a friend's flat. I just decided I didn't want to brave the crowds.
How queen-like of you.
How queen-like. I know.
Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee is taking place this weekend.